Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Answers Behind the Red Door, Battling the Homeless Epidemic by Michelle Steve, is a grounded exploration of homelessness that looks beyond headlines and statistics to the practical realities faced by people living on the street and those trying to help them. Written from the perspective of an experienced nonprofit leader, the book focuses on what happens inside service organizations, shelters, and programs, where policies meet human lives, and where small operational choices can determine whether someone stabilizes or falls back into crisis. Rather than framing homelessness as a single issue with a single fix, Steve presents it as a complex intersection of trauma, addiction, mental health challenges, poverty, and system gaps. The narrative emphasizes compassion paired with accountability, and it argues for solutions that prioritize measurable outcomes and lasting change. For readers seeking a clearer understanding of why well-funded efforts sometimes fail, and what approaches can actually move people toward housing and recovery, the book offers a pragmatic, experience-shaped perspective. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, homelessness as a web of root causes, not one problem. A central idea in the book is that homelessness cannot be solved by treating it as a single condition. Steve highlights how people arrive at homelessness through different pathways, including job loss, domestic violence, untreated mental illness, substance use disorders, family breakdown, and histories of foster care or incarceration. Those pathways matter because they shape what kind of help is likely to work. The book underscores that housing alone may not stabilize someone if relapse risk, psychiatric symptoms, or trauma responses remain unaddressed, while intensive counseling without basic safety and shelter may not be effective either. By presenting homelessness as a web of overlapping drivers, the book pushes readers to move past simple slogans and to ask better questions about assessment, triage, and individualized plans. It also calls attention to how systemic issues such as limited affordable housing, fragmented healthcare access, and bureaucratic benefit processes can keep people stuck even when motivation exists. The takeaway is that durable solutions require coordinated interventions that match the complexity of the person and the environment, not a one-size-fits-all policy. Secondly, inside the red door, how frontline services really operate, Steve brings attention to the operational side of homelessness response, the daily decisions inside programs that outsiders rarely see. The book discusses the realities of running shelters, outreach, and supportive services, intake protocols, safety rules, staffing constraints, volunteer coordination, data tracking, and partnerships with hospitals, law enforcement, and social service agencies. This focus matters because public debates often skip the mechanics of how help is delivered. Yet those mechanics determine outcomes. Steve emphasizes that programs must balance compassion with structure, especially in environments where residents may be coping with crisis behaviors, conflict, or health emergencies. The narrative also highlights the emotional toll on staff and the need for clear standards, training, and boundaries to prevent burnout and maintain program integrity. Readers gain insight into why some services appear strict, why certain behaviors have consequences, and how consistency can support stability for clients. By illustrating the behind-the-scenes work, the book argues that effective homelessness interventions are built through disciplined operations, strong leadership, and community collaboration, not just good intentions. Thirdly, compassion with accountability, a recovery-oriented approach. The book advocates for a model that pairs empathy with expectations, particularly when addiction and mental health challenges are part of a person's homelessness. Steve contrasts enabling patterns with recovery-oriented support that encourages responsibility, engagement, and incremental progress. This does not mean ignoring trauma or punishing vulnerability. Instead, it means recognizing that lasting change often requires consistent boundaries, practical goals, and follow-through. The discussion points toward interventions such as case management, referrals to treatment, life skills support, and structured program participation, all aimed at helping individuals rebuild routines and self-efficacy. Steve also addresses why some clients cycle through services repeatedly, and how programs can respond without losing their mission or becoming resigned to failure. A key message is that dignity includes expecting growth and offering pathways to it, not simply providing temporary relief. For readers, this topic reframes the idea of helping effective compassion is not only about meeting immediate needs, but also about supporting choices that lead toward sobriety, mental health stability, employment readiness, and ultimately independent housing. Fourthly, measuring what works, outcomes, not optics. Steve stresses that solving homelessness requires focusing on results that change lives, not just activities that look productive. The book encourages readers to think in terms of measurable outcomes such as exits to stable housing, sustained sobriety, improved mental health functioning, employment placement, and reduced repeat shelter stays. It highlights how funding, politics, and public perception can push organizations toward short-term visibility rather than long-term effectiveness. By emphasizing measurement, the narrative supports better decision-making, programs can identify which services lead to durable stability, which approaches repeatedly fail certain populations, and where resources are being diluted across too many disconnected efforts. The book also implies that honest data can protect frontline staff by clarifying priorities and reducing mission drift. Importantly, measurement is framed as a tool for accountability to both donors and clients, ensuring that services truly help people move forward. For communities, this topic suggests that coordinated systems, shared metrics, and transparency across agencies can reduce duplication and create clearer pathways from street to services to housing and recovery. Lastly, community responsibility, policy, partnerships, and prevention. Another major theme is that homelessness is not only a nonprofit issue but a community ecosystem challenge that requires aligned action from government, healthcare, employers, faith groups, and residents. Steve highlights the importance of partnerships that connect shelters with treatment providers, job training, housing resources, and legal or identification support. The book also draws attention to prevention, emphasizing that avoiding homelessness in the first place can be more humane and cost-effective than responding after crisis. Prevention can include eviction mitigation, rapid access to mental health care, family mediation, reentry support for people leaving incarceration, and transitional planning for youth aging out of foster care. The book encourages civic engagement that goes beyond charity, urging communities to support practical policies and local solutions that address bottlenecks like zoning constraints, limited treatment capacity, and fragmented case coordination. Readers are invited to consider how narratives and stigma shape policy choices, and how informed citizens can advocate for balanced strategies that prioritize both public safety and human dignity while keeping the focus on sustainable exits from homelessness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a realistic, experience-based understanding of homelessness, including nonprofit professionals, donors, volunteers, students in social work or public policy, and community members who feel confused by why the crisis persists. It will also help local leaders and business owners who want to support solutions but need clarity on what interventions actually produce stability rather than short-term relief. The main benefit is perspective that blends compassion with practical systems thinking. By showing how individual circumstances interact with program design, accountability, and community partnerships, the book can help readers make better choices as voters, neighbors, or supporters of local organizations. It encourages a shift from emotional reactions to informed action, including supporting recovery-oriented services and outcome-driven programs. Compared to similar books that focus primarily on theory, ideology, or broad national policy debates, this one stands out for its operational lens and emphasis on what happens inside service organizations and on the front line. That pragmatic viewpoint makes it a worthwhile purchase for anyone who wants to contribute time, money, or influence in ways that create measurable, lasting change. If you would like to support Michelle Steeb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.